Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Okay, my name is Jim Nunley, and I have the pleasure of introducing to you today the Monday Night Football Group. This group has been established for over 40 years and began with the advent of the popular Monday Night show, Monday Night Football. And these are a group of guys who, mainly about 10, who have gotten together all that time during football season and will experience, or at least will learn about, what they talk about or why their history is important. First up is Mr. Ed West. And say hello, Ed West.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
Fine. The biggest question, like, how did you get to Kansas City, or what is it about you before today?
Well, I came to Kansas City in 1961 after graduating from college and entering a teaching profession. So I taught high school at Lincoln High School for 4 years. And then I left Lincoln and went to AT&T, where I worked for 23 years and retired.
All right, you didn't say where you came from. Where did you come from?
I was born in Arkansas, a little town called Clarksville, Arkansas. I lived there till I was three. And then my parents moved to Osawatomie, Kansas.
Is it which Osawatomie was, or Osawatomie?
It is Osawatomie.
Okay.
It's named after the Osage River and the Pottawatomie River. That's why it's called Osawatomie, not Osawatomie.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Kansas. All right. Now, what kind of work have you done over the period here?
Well, as I said before, I started teaching, and then I went to AT&T, where I was a manager for 23 years doing production. This was back in the days when AT&T was called Western Electric, and we started the production of all the modern day wonders that we have today. We invented the transistor, which made everything pretty much possible after that. First computers that were ever manufactured, we had them.
And so that's why you kind of know a lot about computers and whatever, because you were in on the ground floor.
Exactly. We had the first personal computers that were ever made were given to supervisors at Western Electric.
And what year are we talking about?
Whoa. This was in 19, probably 78 to 80. And they just gave us computers. We didn't even know how to turn them on, but they had engineers that would come down every day and they would show me something different about how to operate it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm pretty much up on computers, because I've been working with them ever since.
I hear you. I know all your friends, both good friends and exploitive friends, have leaned on you for computer directives and whatever, and I sure appreciate what you've done for me and my family. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on. Talk about family. Like, what's your family structure like right at the moment?
At the moment, there's my wife and I, and that's about it. We live here in Kansas City. We lived in Los Angeles, where our three sons were living at the time. We did live in New York City, too, for a short period of time, but for some reason, everybody gravitates back to Kansas City, so we came back, and here we are.
All right. Speaking of coming back to Kansas City, how did you get connected with this Monday Night Football group?
Well, back when the Chiefs first came to Kansas City, I lived right down the hill from Municipal Stadium in Parade Park, And when they started playing there, we walk up the hill to the game, every game that they had. I kind of initiated with the guys as, you know, let's buy some season tickets. So a group of us got together, and we all went and bought season tickets. So we attended all the Chiefs games together pretty much. And then when Monday Night Football started, then that same group began to watch the Monday Night games together. Although I wasn't in the original first group that started, I did become a member during that first year of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and you and I kind of get in the same category because they have this little select group that they say was there before. And I keep telling them, we were there on Monday Night Football, so that makes us as charter, but they do make that little distinction.
We'll give them
and
that.
You know who leads up that group,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
We don't have to say Ike's name.
No.
That's what it is.
No.
Okay. But, like, okay, you talked about this group and whatever. Like, but what do you get out of Monday Night Football? I mean, what is it? I mean, it was a group been meeting since 1970, and they, you know, and they argue back and forth. But what do you get personally from it? What is really serene or serious about it?
Well, actually, watching football, my wife doesn't like sports at all, so she doesn't want to watch football. To me, it is much more enjoyable to watch a game if there are other people who have the same interest, and, you know, we can talk about the plays, and so it gives you a camaraderie, a chance to be able to make, you know, give your opinions about plays or players or coaches or whatever. It's just much more interesting and much more enjoyable to watch a game with a bunch of people that you enjoy being around. Some of them I don't, but most of them I enjoy being around.
Would you like to name a name or two?
No, Ike Gardner is not one of them. No. So let's don't go there.
No, we won't. It's all in fun, obviously. Yeah. I mean, there is no malintent here at all. But when you get these group together, you obviously rank up a lot of memories, but like what's either your favorite or football memories or memories with the group? What stands out in your mind when you kind of look back over these 42 years of Monday Night Football?
Well, the fact that we have been able to stand each other for that long and still remain friends. Mm-hmm. We're not only friends on Monday night, we are friends Monday through Saturday, mm-hmm. and maybe sometimes Sunday. But it is a friendship that we've developed, and it's not just a one-time thing. It's something that's there and probably will be there, you know, till we die.
When people see you on the street and they say, okay, Ed West, you're in that Monday Night Football group, what's your feeling when people recognize
I
you?
Say I'm not. No, I tell them that, I am a member of the group, and, you know, anytime you need any expert information about football, then, you know, let me know, and I'll give it to the group, and we'll give you the expert opinions.
The expert opinions.
Yeah.
The most thing I remember about you, Eddie, is that you carried your work into the Monday Night Football by having all the gadgets, and all of us will always be indebted to you for not only the comfort of your home, but also you were the first one to get the gray big TV and then the color-coded seats and all of this. And does this give you a certain charge to have that distinction?
Well, I'm just a stylish
fella, right.
You know. I mean, every group has to have some style. So I figured that's what I could contribute, and that's what I've done. But the Chiefs, it's really kind of funny because red, you know my furniture is red, mm-hmm. and it's ironic, but in high school, my colors were red. In college, my colors were red, and the Chiefs are red. So even though my furniture is red, it represents my high school, my college, and the Chiefs.
And speaking of your college, you know, tell us about your college career. You know, Ike sometimes says, or Carl or somebody always says that one of us don't know much about football, and yet you were probably our prized talent as having had college experience. Tell us a little bit about this and the recent honors that you received around that.
I played on the very first small college national championship team. In 1957, they established a national championship for what was then the NAIA, and a lot of people remember that, you know, going to the NAIA tournament.
Right.
But in football, that year they started having a national championship game. We played a team from Hillsdale, Michigan, who had won 42 consecutive games.
Wow.
And they came down there. The game was played in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was nationally televised. The announcer was Red Grange.
All right.
And it was a very interesting game because they were very overconfident. At the end of the first quarter, we were ahead 21-0.
Mm.
The game ended 27-26.
So they
began to turn things around and were breathing down our necks until the very last play. They were throwing into our end zone, and the pass was intercepted in the end zone.
All right, now what did you play doing that?
Well, in those days, you played both ways. I played a running back on offense and a cornerback on defense.
Which were you best at?
I was good at both.
No problem.
No, I was. I much preferred offense, and of course, that's where you get the most notoriety. And I was fairly decent.
All right. I know we depend on you a lot for clarification, and also whenever there's a question, you usually have your iPhone available, and you usually tell us the facts and. I want you to know that's been very important to the many arguments. I think you probably solve more or prevent more arguments than anybody else in the whole group, and I'm indebted to you for that.
Yeah, we're all indebted to Steve Jobs for that.
All right, tell me what your family and friends think about Monday Night Football, and then I'll ask you how are you personally going to keep this part of your life alive in your life. Or for somebody else to see later. Tell them what your family and friends think about this.
Well, as I said, my wife doesn't really, she's not athletically inclined. She doesn't like to watch football. So she is glad that I am able to go somewhere and watch the game and enjoy it. My son, who lives in California, whenever the Chiefs are playing or any time that there's an exciting game going on, he will call me from California during the game and mess up so I can't see what's going on and discuss the game as it's going on. So he is a football fan, and so that part of it we do every year.
All right, last question. How are you going to keep this part of your life? I mean, we're doing an interview here that's going to be online and registered here at the library, but like, what would you leave back about Monday Night Football if somebody were to ask about it? I mean, what do you have that's genuinely going to remain forever? Or how are you going to make it live forever?
Well, I don't think I can make it live forever, but I am sure that as long as I am physically able, that I will continue to be a part of Monday Night Football and, you know, still go to each person's home and enjoy the games as we've been doing for 40-some years. So I anticipate that that will continue until I'm not able to do it physically.
All right. Anything else you want to add to this interview?
No, I think this is a very worthwhile venture, and hopefully it will give our kids that come along or in the future something to look back on and get some information that they might be searching for.
It is a pleasure to know you. Thank you.
Thank you.